out Sunday in Hong Kong's stifling heat to protest a controversial bill that would have allowed the extradition of Hong Kong citizens suspected of crimes to mainland China. They also called for an investigation into alleged police violence and for democratic reforms in the Chinese rural territory.
You can see so many people come here on the street and on every weekend, and the government still do not answer for what we ask. So we need to stand for what we want and keep going on. Because we're Hong Kongers, we love our homes, so we need to fight.
Millions have rallied over the past 2 months in an unprecedented show of force against Hong Kong's embattled leader, Carrie Lam. Health officials say an oppressive heat wave that has blanketed large swaths of the United States has contributed to the deaths of at least 6 people. With warnings of a dangerous heat wave paired with high humidity over the weekend, events were canceled throughout the nation, from festivals and concerts to sporting events. Officials in northwestern Pakistan say twin suicide bombings have killed at least 8 people and wounded 25 others. The first attack hit a security post Sunday in Dera Ismail Khan. Senior police officer Salim Riaz Khan said a second suicide bomber, dressed in a burqa, attacked the hospital where the victims from the first explosion were taken. He said they found the bomber's hair and legs, and they looked female, and the remains would be sent for forensic tests. The Pakistani Taliban claimed the attack but did not acknowledge that the bomber was a woman. This is VOA News. Ukrainians are going to the polls Sunday to cast their ballots in a snap parliamentary election that could consolidate the power of its recently elected president.